اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah today in our Quranic class. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
I really welcome you all, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran on page 71. So, brothers and sisters, please open your Quran, turn to page 71. Ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran. Ready to listen to the recitation?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In yansurkumullahu fala ghaliba lakum wa in yakhdhulkum faman dhalladhi yansurukum min ba'dih.
That was nice. Great recitation. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, let's say some points from the Tafasir books on this ayat. Ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, ayah 160 of Surah Ali Imran,
إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
If Allah helps you, no one can overcome you. But if he does not help you, forsakes you, okay, who will help you after him? Yeah?
Yes.
If Allah Almighty does not help us, who is there to help us? Huh? This is a nice ayah. I love it. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلَيْتَوَكِّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So in Allah, let all the faithful put your trust. My dad was always... most of the times, okay, when I was losing my hope. Like I was going to do something and I was losing my hope, okay? My dad was always reading this ayah to me, okay? He was always reading this ayah to me. إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Oh, my son, if you believe, like, the thing you're doing is the right thing, and you're doing it for Allah Almighty, so Allah Almighty is going to help you. And if Allah Almighty helps you, who is there to defeat you? Nobody can stop you if Allah is there. Alright? Because Allah has the power over every single thing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Tawheed says this. So if that's the case, and you're doing something for Allah Almighty, for the sake of Allah Almighty, why are you afraid? Allah Almighty is going to help us. So, إِيَّنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Ah, don't be afraid of the tanks, afraid of the atomic bombs. Oh, they will not defeat you. Come on, it's Allah Almighty. If you help Allah Almighty's religion, Allah Almighty will help you so.
إِنْ يَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ Oh God, God forbid.
If he does not help you, if he forsakes you, so what happens?
فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي
Hassan, tell me. Huh? Who will help you after him? God forbid, if Allah Almighty does not help you?
No one.
Nobody.
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
So in Allah, yeah, let all the faithful put their trust. If you're mu'min, trust in Allah Almighty, okay? So, that's it. Short point, but important point. Remember, inshallah, Tawheed says this, that we all have to put our trust in Allah Almighty, Tawheed and Tawakkul. And also, we should believe that Allah Almighty is the one who is the powerful, the most powerful. Yes, believing in Asma'ul Husna, Asma'ullah al-Husna. This is an important part of Tawheed that we all have to believe in, inshallah. So guys, thank you so much. Now we should mention the important Tajweed rules here, and then we'll recite with Tajweed rules. Ready? Okay.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, إِيَّنْصُرُكُمُ Yansur. How? Why did I read it this way? E. Yansur. Huh? You might ask me a question. And you know the answer. So tell me the answer, Ali Nasir.
First, we have Idgham.
Idgham. Ah, the rule Idgham is applied here. So let's say this, explain this. If, brothers and sisters, if you have a Nun Sakin or a Tanween, take a look at the next letter right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin. And second step, when you found the letter, second step is this, that match this letter with one of the four groups of letters. These four groups of letters. First group, يرملون letters. Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, nun. This is first group. And for this group of letters, if that letter right after the tanween or nun sakin is one of these letters, you merge the sound of tanween or nun sakin. The same as this. In, ya. Ya is from Yermulun letters. So Nun Sakin is merged into Ya. E, E, E. Ya is doubled here. E. Got it? Nun is kind of ignored here, yes? Sacrificed for the Ya. Next group of letters. Throat letters. Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, Ayn, Ghain. One of these six letters. Hassan, when you have one of these six letters, the rule Idhar is applied. The rule Idhar says, nothing. Don't change anything. Read the way it is. If there was, for example, instead of if you had
Hamza,
you would say in a, for example. In a. You wouldn't say I, you wouldn't merge the noon, okay? In. But if you have ya, you merge it. So second group, throat letters. No changes. Hamza, ha, 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 ayn, ghain. The next group is the letter ba, only letter ba. If you have the letter ba right after the tanween or nun sakin, what do you do? Huh? Do you hide the sound of nun or tanween? No. Do you read it clearly? No. What do you do?
Change.
Ah, you change it. What? What to what? Change the sound of the nun sakin or tanween?
To
the n sound to m sound, a hidden meme sound.
Yeah.
Hiding meme sound. That's it we have in this ayah. Number four, the rest of the letters. Any other letters you have, what? What do you do? You hide the sound. The tanween or nun sakin sound, the n sound will be hidden. Right? You don't let your tongue touch the gum area, the articulation point of the nun. My tongue is about to touch, but I don't let it. It goes and touch. I don't let it, okay? Got it? So yes. These four groups of letters. Yarmalun letters, the rule idgham. Throat letters, the rule idhar. Clearly read it. Yarmalun means? The rule idgham means? What?
Merging.
The rule iqlab means changing the letter ba if you have. And the rest of the letters, you apply the rule ikhfa, hide the sound. In this ayah, you have almost all of them. Okay? Only idhar we don't have. The three others we have. So, in yansurkum, nun sakin plus ya. Ya matches yarmalun letters. The rule idgham. Got it? Then, yansurkum, nun sakin, sad. Sad matches the rest of the letters. The rule?
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound of nun. Ya. No merging. Yes. You say no merging, okay? Ya. And that's also a heavy letter, sad. Ya heavily. Yansurkumullahu. The word Allah is pronounced heavily if there is a dhamma or a fatha before the word Allah. And if there is a kasra, it's pronounced lightly sound. That's it. Now here we have a dhamma, so read it with an sound. Yansurkumullahu. Fala ghaliba. Heavy sound. Ghaliba. Lakum. Sila tells you it's better to continue, but you can stop. Next word. Wa in yakhdhulkum. Nun sakin plus ya. Wa in yakhdhulkum. What do you do?
Merge
that. Ya matches yarmalun letters. Idgham rule. Wa in yakhdhulkum. The same as iyansurkum Allah. Right? So. Faman dhaladhi aha. Faman. Again, we got a nun sakin, Hassan. What is after nun sakin?
Za.
Dhal. Good job. Thal matches
rest of the
letters. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound. So hide the sound, Hassan.
Faman.
Hassan. Faman. Hide the sound. Faman. Thaladhi. Good job. Faman thaladhi. Pronounce the thal correctly. Faman thaladhi. Yansurukum. Again, nun sakin plus sad, the same as the first word. Yansurukum. Ikhfa. Hide the sound. فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ Meme sakin plus meme. For the meme, we have three important rules. That one of them is, if you have meme sakin plus meme, again, two meme, merge them, idgham. فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ Two counts. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ This is the rule iqlab, the third rule about memes, nun sakin and tanween. Min ba'di, nun sakin plus ba. Ba matches ba. The letter ba, yes? And the rule iqlab, hide, changing sound. Changing the sound of nun into hidden mim sound. Hide the mim sound. For example, say mim. Instead of saying mim, hide the sound of mim at the end. Min ba'di, right? That's called iqlab. Qila is opposite to salah. It says it's better to stop, but you can continue. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ There is no special rule. عَلَى اللَّهِ Allah is pronounced heavily. That's all. Let's recite now with tajweed rules, and you will repeat. Our brothers and sisters also, dear listeners, will also repeat after us. Right?
Yes.
إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ
وَإِيَّخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ
وَإِنْ يَخْذُلُكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان